Business hours are over. Written by Anella, read by Drama Queen 469. Jared completely screws up during his second day at the office. It's totally not his fault, though. Even if he maybe should have asked someone how Eric usually takes his coffee. How was he meant to know that the man's lactose intolerant? He spends the rest of the day cringing whenever Eric rushes past his desk on the way to the bathroom again, and he feels awful. He tries not to let it bother him too much, and pretends like he's fine, answering the phone with a smile on his face so the clients will hear it in his voice. Being a receptionist is pretty much the height of Jared's aspirations. He knows he could probably do better, but he's totally happy working behind a desk. He gets to talk to lots of people on the phone, and he has a wonderful telephone manner. And the women in the office are the best gossips ever. Also, the company polo shirt looks totally fabulous on Jared. They didn't have any that would fit properly over his shoulders without looking awful and baggy around the waist, so he's wearing one a couple of sizes too small, and it makes his upper body look hot. He's got the best workplace in the entire department, apart from maybe the boss's offices. There's a window right next to his desk. Every morning the sun shines through it, and he has an awesome view of the city. Also, he gets to watch pretty much everything that happens in the office, and there's a mirror that some incredibly smart person before him strategically nailed to the desk, which Jared can look at himself in. He glances at it for maybe the 100th time that day, and flicks his hair off his face. His hair is totally his best feature, soft and thick with a bit of a curl, and even though it's only his second day here, most of the women in the office have asked if they can touch it. Jared doesn't mind at all. He loves it when people compliment his hair, and he's giving off enough of a gay vibe that none of the women have even tried to hit on him yet. Speaking of trying to hit on him, Jared perks up when he sees the accountant come out of the elevator, his suitcase in hand and his jacket casually slung over one shoulder. It's really hard for Jared not to stare. The man is smoking hot. Maybe even as hot as Jared, but in a totally different way. He's got freckles all across his nose, beautiful light brownish blonde hair, and the hottest pair of glasses Jared's ever seen. It's a real struggle for Jared not to leap out of his chair and jump him as he walks past. "Hi, Jensen," Jared says, unable to keep a note of breathiness out of his voice. Jensen glances at him as he passes, and smiles, bright and friendly. Jared feels like something hit him in the stomach. Hard. A steady, warm blush covers his cheeks, and he smiles back, making sure to crease his face up so his dimples are showing to best effect. Jensen blinks, glances away, then looks back as he heads towards the office, a faint flush on his face. Jared grins to himself and adjusts his headset, a warm glow filling his belly. Best job ever. Jensen's amazing to look at, and it doesn't take long before the idea of him is filling Jared's dreams, both at night and during the day. Unfortunately, it turns out that Jensen is the most antisocial person in the entire world. It's been a month since Jared started working at Kripke and Manners, and in all that time, Jensen has not once gone out for drinks with the rest of the staff on a Friday evening. It's incredibly disappointing, especially when Jared spends so much effort making sure he looks super hot on Friday evenings, and the only people to see him are people he has no interest in whatsoever. It's tragic, and eventually Jared just gives up, because what's the point of going to all that effort when Jensen never bothers turning up to see it? At least Jared can be sure that he looks hot at work. He might have accidentally washed all his work polos in a hot wash the other day just so they'd shrink even more, showing off all the muscles in his chest and arms. But he seriously starts wondering if something is up with Jensen, especially when he spends half an hour bent over a large filing box, specifically so Jensen will see his ass when he walks past, and the only acknowledgement he gets out of it is a slight smile of greeting. "You told me he was gay," he accuses Lauren at lunchtime. "Gay, single, and looking. What gives?" Lauren raises an eyebrow and takes a bite of her apple. "He is. I'm sure of it." "Do you have actual proof? 'Cause he's acting pretty straight at the moment." Jared's feeling really glum. Maybe this job isn't so awesome after all. He glares at his lunch, bologna sandwiches again, and flops petulantly back in his seat. "Katie says Sandy says her boyfriend saw him kissing a guy a while back," Lauren says, leaning close to confide. "Great," Jared sighs. "Third-hand gossip." "This sucks." It sucks even more when Jensen completely ignores Jared on his way back from lunch. He doesn't even glance in his direction, and shows no sign that he's heard Jared's perky, "Hi, Jensen!" It's really awful, and Jared goes home feeling like someone has mutilated his favourite stuffed animal, or something equally pathetic. The girls in the office are awesome. They can totally see that he's pining or something, and they start planning ways for Jared to bag Jensen. Everyone agrees he's gay. No one's actually seen him do gay stuff like kiss other men or hold their hands or anything, but they all have stories about a friend whose brother's girlfriend saw Jensen with another guy. Jared's beginning to seriously doubt the stories, but whatever. Even if he doesn't end up with Jensen, the process is good fun. "Why doesn't he ever come out for drinks?" Jared says on Monday morning during break time. "He's a total antisocial or something. It's so weird. Even Eric and Kim come out for drinks. He's, like, the only person who doesn't. It's depressing, and Jared smiles half-heartedly at Samantha when she pats him consolingly on the back. He never has, Danielle says. Jared has a feeling Danielle might want Jensen for herself, and he doesn't know whether to trust her on his team. She tends to ogle Jensen a fair bit, and she could totally be out just for herself and be secretly trying to sabotage Jared's chances of awesome butt sex with Jensen. He eyes her suspiciously, but she seems to know what she's talking about. Apparently, he always has other plans, and no matter how much I ask him to come, he never does. He sometimes says I'll think about it, but that's just Jensen talk for I don't want to say no again, please stop asking me. I don't know if I even want to go out with someone who hates socializing, Jared sighs. This is really tough. Maybe we need to give you some jobs, which actually put you in contact with him, Samantha says. Then you can get to know him instead of just saying hello twice a day. It's the first practical idea anyone's come up with so far, and Jared latches onto it with fervor. Samantha is the office manager, and she's awesome. Smart, too, as it turns out, because her idea actually sort of works. She passes some of her jobs on to Jared, who's more than capable of handling them, and it means that once a day, Jared has an excuse to go visit Jensen in his office to discuss some of the finances. The first time he goes in there, he's a complete wreck from nervousness. He's looking hot, he made sure of that about 5,000 times beforehand, and his shirts are particularly tight nowadays because he's been hitting the gym a whole lot more. He resists the urge to touch his hair again, and knocks on Jensen's door. Come in, Jensen calls, and Jared opens the door. He's never been in Jensen's office before, and he's not surprised to find it light and warm. Jensen doesn't seem to be expecting him. He looks surprised when he glances up and sees Jared, but he quickly smiles to cover it. Jared hopes that the surprise means that maybe Jensen was thinking about him in inappropriate ways, although in Jared's mind, he's totally okay with however Jensen wants to think about him, and any sort of inappropriateness is encouraged. His theory is quickly borne out when Jensen's cheeks flush a little, but Jared could just be imagining it. Samantha asked me to go through the overheads with you, Jared says nervously, waving the pages at Jensen. He's still not entirely sure what overheads are, but he's hoping he'll be able to bluff his way through them. Oh, okay, Jensen says, and indicates the chair in front of his desk. Jared sits down, trying not to look too eager, and makes sure he tightens his muscles when he puts the paper on Jensen's desk. He feels completely validated, and also relieved when he catches Jensen's eye lingering on his upper arm. He tries to push his thoughts away from Jensen for now, wanting to concentrate on his work. Better to start slowly, he thinks. There's plenty of time to end up with his ass in the air over Jensen's desk, and he seriously doesn't want to scare the man away. After half an hour or so, Jared realizes that Jensen's pretty nervous too. It's kind of cute and endearing, actually. Every minute or so, Jensen takes his glasses off to clean them, and Jared's pretty sure they aren't actually dirty. It's a classic case of nervous behavior, and Jared is totally happy that Jensen is exhibiting it. It's an excellent sign. Jensen's way superior to him in this office, and there's only one reason why he'd feel nervous around Jared. He totally wants me, Jared confides to Chad that night. Chad's been an unwilling participant in the J-Squared project, as the girls at the office have taken to calling it. He always provides his roommate with as many details as possible, even when Chad's being a total ass and pretending like he's not interested. You've been saying that for the past month, Chad says grumpily, glaring at the television. His team's losing, which means Jared should maybe lay off the Jensen talk for the night, but today's been such a huge advance that he can't keep his mouth shut. No, he totally does, Jared says. He's way excited now. He's barely been able to work the rest of the afternoon after his meeting with Jensen, and he'd had heaps of clients on the phone ask him what he was so happy about. It's been awesome. He was checking me out, and not in the, oh, I see you're also a man way, but in the, I want to put my dick in you way. Enough about dicks and asses, Chad groans and throws the remote at Jared. Jared bites his lip to stop the laughter that's trying to escape. Chad does not appreciate being laughed at, especially when his team's losing so spectacularly. No matter, in an hour or so, Chad will have drunk enough beer that he'll listen to anything Jared has to say, even if he's asleep when he's doing the listening. Every single day, Samantha manages to come up with something that Jared has to take to Jensen. It's pretty awesome, and a win-win situation all round. Samantha gets to hand some of her considerable workload off onto Jared, Jared learns new skills and his days become a bit more interesting, and he and Jensen are spending quality time together. One of the many reasons Jared loves going to see Jensen is because it was clear to him from the moment he steps into Jensen's office for the first time just how much Jensen loves accounts. He gets a happy glow on his face when he's discussing them with Jared, and he totally gets all excited when he's explaining some complicated idea Jared finally understands. It's beyond cool, and the more Jared learns, the more he looks forward to the time spent in Jensen's office. The only downside is that account stuff is pretty much the only thing Jensen talks to Jared about. Jared's tried to slip in some conversation starters about sports or movies or even shopping, but so far Jensen hasn't taken any of the bait except to answer Jared's questions in really vague ways. He still seems to be admiring Jared's muscles when he's wearing his extra tight shirt, but that's it. Even a pointed question asking Jensen what he did in the weekend usually only results in a two-word answer. I don't know what to do, Jared moans to Lauren and Katie over lunch. He only ever talks about work.
Have you asked him out? Katie asks.
Jared's taken aback. He honestly hadn't even thought about simply asking Jensen out himself, instead preferring to wait for Jensen to ask him.
Damn you and your logic, he grumbles, and Lauren laughs.
Doesn't have to be a date or anything fancy, but next time you go see him, make sure it's right before lunch, then ask if he wants to go get something with you. It's so simple, and Jared feels like a complete idiot for not thinking about it earlier. He's seriously down on himself about that. He might not be the sharpest tool in the shed, but he can usually see an answer when it's staring him in the face. As it turns out, asking Jensen out is the easiest thing in the world. It's almost lunchtime, and Jensen's expounding on some obscure financial concept, and all Jared can think about is Jensen's lips, smooth and full and gorgeous. He maybe zones out a little when he's watching Jensen talk.
Jared, hey, Jensen says, snapping his fingers, and Jared blinks.
Oh God, he's been ogling again.
You okay? Jensen asks.
Do you want to go out with me? Jared blurts out, then slaps a hand over his mouth.
Oh shit, that was not how it was meant to go.
He squeezes his eyes shut, not wanting to see the expression on Jensen's face. It will inevitably be one of rejection and pity.
Jared, he hears, and then there's a warm hand covering his on the desk. He opens his eyes and sees Jensen looking at him with a wide smile on his face.
I'd love to. The rest of the day is a bit of a blur for Jared. He takes calls and makes coffee and walks on air, and there's a grin on his face that just won't go away. Every so often he makes sure to walk past Jensen's office, and every time he glances in, Jensen's smiling to himself.
I told you he wants me, he tells Chad smugly that evening.
Chad throws a Dorito at his head and turns the sound up on the television.
So what are you guys doing on your date? Lauren asks.
She's such a gossip, and Jared grins at her. It's awesome.
Dunno, he said he's got something planned and he won't tell me.
It's totally exciting and even romantic. It's sure to be the best date ever, because if it was just dinner and a movie, Jensen wouldn't be bothering to keep it a secret.
I can't believe you went in there wanting a lunch date and came out with an entire evening with him, Danielle pouts,
and Jared feels an evil sort of glee. He wants to say, mine, bitch, but he still has no actual proof that Danielle wants Jensen, so he keeps quiet and just smiles at her.
I know, he must have been waiting for me to ask him or something. Jared's still completely delighted about the whole thing, and he's counting down the hours until the end of the day so he can go home and get ready for what's bound to be a fantastic night.
You know you're going to be giving us a complete rundown of everything that happens, right? Samantha says, sitting down at the table and grinning at Jared.
Depends on what happens, Jared replies, giving a lured wink. He's totally hoping it'll end up as a full-on NC-17 date, and he'll probably cry if Jensen's only into the PG-rated stuff like a bit of hand-holding. Jared's not a slut or anything, but he is definitely planning on putting out a bit on the first date if the occasion should arise.
Huh, arise. Jared grins inwardly.
Full rundown, Katie says firmly, no matter how X-rated it is.
The afternoon is spent trying not to fall too often into his fantasies. He keeps getting distracted by Jensen walking through the office, which he seems to be doing more than normal today. Every time he passes by Jared's desk, he smiles shyly at him and even chats with him briefly, and it's so endearing Jared just wants to pick him up and tuck him into bed and then strip him naked and do dirty, dirty things to his body. Jared clears his throat and crosses his legs. Jensen glances back at him and chuckles. At 7 on the dot, Jared's waiting impatiently outside his apartment, trying not to pace as he waits for Jensen to come pick him up. He's wearing his best jeans. They cling to his ass so perfectly they're totally worth the huge price tag, and he makes sure he only wears them on the best occasions, because if anything ever happened to them, he'd fall into despair. He didn't want to go too overboard on the clothes, so he's putting on one of his nicer shirts. Again, it's tight in all the right places, but isn't slutty, and Jared spent 10 minutes turning around in front of the mirror admiring his butt and well-muscled chest. All that time and money he spends on his gym membership is so totally worth it, and he's incredibly happy with how he looks. It's warm outside and a bit humid. Jared hopes Jensen will arrive soon because the humidity is getting to his hair and starting to make it curl even more than it already does. He wishes he could wait for Jensen inside, but there's absolutely nowhere to park on his road, which is a real pain in the ass. On the plus side, it means Jensen doesn't have to meet Chad yet. Jared seriously thinks Chad might not like Jensen, even though he's never met him. He maybe shouldn't have spent every evening for the past 2 months talking about Jensen in front of Chad. Jared does not want his hot date to be scared away by his weird roommate. At 2 minutes past, a fantastic car drives up and double parks right next to where Jared's waiting. Jared is quite impressed by Jensen's car. He'd been expecting something boring and accountant-y, although he had no idea what sort of car that would be, and Jensen has just arrived in a frickin' Maserati. Jared secretly wonders how much the man gets paid. Apparently being an accountant is pretty lucrative. Jared's a little scared to get in case he scratches the paintwork or something.
He has an ex-boyfriend who was a complete psycho about his car and would spend, like, 2 hours every day polishing it, and once he threw a complete spaz attack at Jared just because Jared had accidentally spilled some Dr. Pepper on the seats. Whatever, the seats were vinyl, so the Dr. Pepper washed right off, but apparently that wasn't the point. So Jared's very careful opening the passenger door in case it bangs against the car next to it or something, and slides in. They start off at a small restaurant. It's a place Jared's never been before, with a quiet atmosphere and dimly lit booths. It's a bit of a shame it's not more bright, because it makes it hard for Jared to admire Jensen, who is looking hot tonight. And it's a good thing Jared suffers from serious verbal diarrhea when he's had more than half a glass of wine, because Jensen is still painfully shy. He answers all Jared's questions and occasionally offers something, but it's mainly Jared carrying the conversation over dinner. After a glass of wine, though, Jensen finally loosens up a little, and he even starts laughing and joking. It's so totally adorable, the way his eyes crease up when he's grinning, and by the end of the meal he's leaning close, talking quietly and comfortably to Jared, who's trying to listen carefully, but is completely distracted by the press of Jensen's thigh against his own under the table. Turns out Jensen's not a totally boring accountant like Jared feared. He'd honestly been getting a little worried that Jensen would end up being the hottest guy to ever send Jared to sleep, but it's not the case at all. He's got this friend who's in an awesome band, and he's so excited about it. Jensen even occasionally sings backup or something, and Jared is hit between the eyes with a vision of Jensen on stage with a microphone, hair all messy and his shirt soaked with sweat. It's so vivid that he misses what Jensen says next and has to ask him to repeat it. Steve's playing tonight, and I was hoping you might want to go see him and his band. Jared's stoked. Going to see Jensen's friend play a gig is practically an invitation into his life. Definitely! Oh man, this is so exciting! Jared tries not to flail. It's a bit of a problem sometimes when he gets overexcited. Jensen just leans back in his seat and laughs, taking his glasses off and wiping his eyes. He's about to put them back on when Jared catches his arm. Leave them off, he says quietly, and Jensen blushes bright red. It's breathtaking. Jensen's eyes are this incredible shade of green with extraordinarily long lashes, and the flush adorning his cheeks makes his freckles stand out more. Jared grins widely and feels like he's falling in love. I thought you were straight for a while there, Jared blurts out, then sighs. He's really got to get a handle on this whole speaking without thinking thing Jensen seems to bring out in him. Jensen laughs again and rubs a hand through his hair, looking a little uncomfortable. No, definitely not straight, he admits, but I usually try not to look for potential partners at work. Then why'd you say yes? Jared asks. He guesses he can sort of understand Jensen not wanting to mix work and fun. It's not something he'd ever really subscribe to, but he hears it's pretty common, especially in offices where it's against the rules. He hopes it's not against the rules at Kripke and Manners. He'd never thought to ask. Because I wanted to go out with you, Jensen says simply. You're kind of awesome, Jared, and seriously hot. Jared blushes and grins, ducking his head so his bangs fall over his fringe. He's been told he looks really cute when he's being bashful, and he exploits that to the max. You too, he says clumsily. He's usually pretty good at taking compliments, but Jensen seems to suck all his poise out of him. Come on, Jensen says quietly, and takes Jared's hand. We'll be late. So far this date is going amazingly. Jared's walking on air, and he can hear his heart beating fast. He's totally on edge, and it's like he can feel every nerve ending in his body. Jensen's hand on his is warm and firm, and Jared's fingers are tingling with the sensation. And now he's going to a gig with Jensen. Hopefully it'll be in a small club somewhere with dark corners and heaps of opportunities to draw Jensen close to kiss him. It's only a short walk to the place where Jensen's friend is playing his gig. Jensen's still holding tight to Jared's hand, and every so often his thumb strokes over Jared's palm, sending tingles all through his body. Having fun? Jensen murmurs. Jared lets his actions speak for him, letting go of Jensen's hand and putting an arm around his waist. He pulls him close and revels in the feeling of Jensen's body pressed against his side. Jared's in luck. The club Jensen leads him to is a tiny room down some narrow stairs. It's dark and busy, with people crowding around a small bar and a tiny stage in the corner. There are a couple of guys on the stage setting up some equipment, and Jensen drags Jared over there to meet Steve. Steve's awesome. He shakes Jared's hand and grins at him when Jensen introduces him, saying, Jensen's told me a lot about you. Jensen groans and rubs a hand over his face, embarrassed, and Jared laughs a little. They go to the bar to get a couple of drinks while Steve finishes setting up, and Jensen even manages to score a small table tucked away in a far corner with a partial view of the stage. There's barely room for two to sit in the tiny booth, and Jared ends up squashed right against Jensen again. He thinks maybe Jensen planned this, especially when he feels a hand on his leg, squeezing him. There's no time to react, because the music starts and the crowd goes silent to listen. It's good, a little more country rock than Jared usually listens to, and he's surprised to find that he actually enjoys it. He's finding it really hard to pay complete attention, though, especially when Jensen slides closer and puts an arm around his shoulders, then reaches up and plays with his hair. Jared almost wants to purr. Jensen's fingers are strong on his scalp, massaging and sliding through the thick strands. He can hear Jensen's breathing over the music, can almost feel his heart beating, and he only has to turn his head slightly to kiss him. Jared tries to classify the kiss, tries to think about how good it is and use intelligent-sounding words like intense and exhilarating, but it just doesn't work because all he can process is Jensen's mouth warm, soft, oh God, so good. He forgets about the music and pretty much everything else that's going on because he's completely immersed in kissing Jensen and the soft press of his mouth, the light touch of his tongue. Jensen's glasses are digging into Jared's cheek and he lifts a hand to take them off, pulling their faces apart for a moment. In the dim light of the club, Jensen's eyes are shining, bright and heated. His mouth is wet, and he has a look of surprised bliss on his face. Jared moans softly under his breath and kisses him again, harder this time. Open-mouthed and needy, and wow, hard is definitely the right word at the moment. Jared's so fucking hard, he can feel his zipper pressing almost painfully against his cock. He shifts his hips a little to relieve the pressure, not letting go of Jensen, and slides a hand up the back of his neck and into his hair. "You are way too good at this," Jensen murmurs, his lips moving against Jared's mouth. Jared chuckles for a moment, but then pulls back, because, wait, is Jensen calling him a slut? "Hey," Jensen says, not letting him go. "I meant that in a good way." "Oh, thank God," Jared says, "because I am so not done kissing you." The rest of the gig is a complete blur for Jared. The only thing that stands out in his mind is Jensen, Jensen's mouth and his hands and his body, and pretty much everything about him. This is officially the best date Jared has ever been on, and they haven't even had sex yet. Jared pulls back from Jensen's mouth to breathe, his eyes closed and his forehead pressed against Jensen's. He can feel Jensen's breath on his lips, can taste the soda and pasta he's had tonight. They're almost breathing in sync, and Jared can't bring himself to move his hand away from Jensen's hair. It's so soft and smooth, and he absently strokes it as he calms down. Jensen's doing the same to him, combing his fingers through Jared's hair, and Jared sighs with pleasure. "Hey," Jensen says softly, and Jared opens his eyes to see Jensen staring at him from an inch away. "You want to go somewhere else?" It's a clear invitation, and unless Jared could mistake it, Jensen shifts just enough so that Jared's hand on his thigh is sitting over his cock. It's firm under Jared's fingers, a clear line in his jeans, and Jared inhales sharply, squeezes a little. Oh God, he's so fucking turned on, it's not even funny anymore, and it's a challenge not to unzip Jensen's pants and bend over to suck him right there. He's been thinking of waiting until he knows Jensen a little better, until he's in a place with a bed and things like lube and condoms, because Jared is definitely planning on riding Jensen's cock until he screams, and the idea of doing that somewhere uncomfortable just doesn't appeal. Jared's had sex against a wall outside a nightclub before, and that shit is just not fun, especially when the bricks are cold and they keep getting interrupted by people walking past. But it's clear how much Jensen wants him, and Jared wants Jensen back just as badly, so why wait? "Jared," Jensen repeats, breaking him out of his reverie again, and Jared is this close to saying yes. He's even closer when Jensen's hand is suddenly covering his crotch, kneading his erection gently. He gasps a little and can't resist jerking his hips, pressing his cock into Jensen's hand. This is totally unfair. Jared finds it really hard to resist someone when they're touching his dick, especially when that someone is a scorching hot guy who's completely wonderful in every single way. "I was gonna say we could take it slow," Jared says, "but damn, you're making it hard." "I can tell," Jensen replies, and squeezes a little tighter. Jared bites back a squeak, and it's physically impossible for him not to start rocking his hips, the tight pressure of Jensen's hand surrounding his cock, the warmth leaching through his jeans and underwear. Oh God, Jensen's not stopping. He's gonna just keep going until Jared comes in his fucking pants or something. And as hot as it sounds, coming in your pants is only awesome when you're, like, at home or something, and can go clean up straight away. "Wait," Jared says, putting a hand on Jensen's wrist and stilling the movement. "Not here." "My place?" Jensen asks, his voice rough, and Jared hesitates. This is maybe moving a bit too quickly for Jared's liking. He's starting to worry that Jensen only wants to go out with him to get him into bed. It's happened before, and it always ends up with Jared being hurt. It's as if Jensen sees all this pass through Jared's face. He leans back a little and moves his hand so it's on Jared's knee. "I don't just want to get you into bed," he says. "We don't even have to do anything. We can drink beer and watch a movie if you want." "Sounds good," Jared says without even thinking. Jensen flashes a grin at him and kisses him lightly on the lips before moving away to grab his coat. "What about the band?" Jared asks as they're leaving. Surely it's a bit rude to leave while they're still playing. "Nah, Steve will understand," Jensen says reassuringly. He waves at Steve, who glances at him and gives him a wry salute before continuing on with the song. It's something of a relief to get out of the club. The music was good, but it was so crowded, and Jared felt like he couldn't really communicate properly with Jensen. Jared's big on communication. He likes to be able to be heard and to be able to understand what's going on without having to constantly ask, and small, noisy clubs aren't really all that conducive to good communication. There's easy conversation in the car, and Jared can't remember quite why he was worried that Jensen would end up being boring. They carefully don't mention sex in any way whatsoever, and that's a really good thing, because Jared's still vibrating with desire, wanting to reach over and touch, even though Jensen's driving. "Why do you never go out for drinks with the people at work?" Jared asks curiously. He's been wondering about that all evening. Jensen is clearly not an antisocial person, and Jared can't quite work out why he never hangs out with them on Friday nights. Jensen shrugs. "I don't know. I guess I never really feel comfortable socializing with work people. And the fact is, I often have other plans Friday nights. My sister comes down from Dallas once a week to stay with Mum and Dad, and Friday night is usually family night." "Oh, that makes perfect sense," Jared says, the light dawning on him. "I thought you were just completely antisocial." Jensen laughs. "Yeah, I can see how people would think that. Maybe I should make more of an effort." "I'd love to see you come out with us," Jared says encouragingly. He thinks he should maybe help Jensen socialize with the people in the office. He's worked in places before where no one ever socialized, and it always ended up getting a bit boring because no one could really talk to anyone else about anything except work. That's why he loves working at Kripke and Manners. Everyone's really awesome and friendly, and he's making actual friends, not just work friends. "Here we are," Jensen says absently, pulling into the garage of a large apartment building. Again, Jared's surprised by how nice it is. The garage is full of fancy, expensive cars, and Jared's super careful not to bang the door of Jensen's Maserati on the Jaguar next to it. There's an elevator going up from the basement, and the moment they're inside, Jared makes a move. It's not normal for him to make a move. Asking Jensen out was about as much as he'll ever do. But God, Jensen's so amazing and hot and delicious, and Jared physically cannot stop himself from grabbing him, shoving him against the elevator wall, and kissing the hell out of him. "Mmm," Jensen murmurs, and pulls Jared closer to him. The elevator is brightly lit, all the better for Jared to see the warm flush on Jensen's face, the way his eyelashes brush his cheeks, the slight swell to his lips from all the kissing. "I want you so bad," Jared whispers, biting down gently on Jensen's earlobe. He's maybe a little bit drunk, the wine from dinner and the club still thrumming through his veins. It lends him nerves, the impetus to let his hands slide down so they're covering Jensen's butt, and he squeezes them gently through the denim of his jeans. Jensen squirms in his grasp, gasping against his mouth, and a jolt of pure need slices through Jared's body when he feels Jensen's erection pressing against his thigh. "So fucking hot," Jensen's mumbling between kisses. "God, you don't even know." And Jared wants to laugh a bit, because he totally knows how hot he is. But he also knows it's really pretentious and lame to say that you're hot, so he just grins to himself and kisses Jensen more, harder, deeper. It's far too short a time before the elevator doors open, and Jared has to practically carry Jensen out, their arms still wrapped around each other and their mouths latched together. They manage to part just long enough for Jensen to get his key out of his pocket and open his door, and then they're against the wall in Jensen's apartment, kissing and gasping and rutting against each other like animals. "God, wait, stop," Jared gasps eventually. He doesn't want it to be like this. He doesn't. It's all wrong. He says as much to Jensen, who frowns at him a little. "I'm still going to respect you in the morning," he says with a slight grin. "It's not just that," Jared tries to explain. It's easier when he pulls back a little, putting a few inches of space between them. Jensen, who is a complete distraction, especially leaning against the wall with his clothes all rumpled and his hair sticking up from where Jared's been playing with it. "I don't want to get hurt," he says quietly, and he almost sees the moment when Jensen suddenly understands. "String of X's?" he asks sympathetically. "Yeah," Jared replies, reaching back and fiddling with his hair. It's a nervous habit which he really tries not to do anymore, but he just can't help it sometimes. "Well, not really. More like, I wanted something they didn't, and all I ever got was one night, and then nothing." "I get it," Jensen says. "And you're worried that I'm going to ignore you in the morning as well?" "We do work together. It'd be weird." "Yeah, see, but I'm after more than just one night," Jensen says, lacing his fingers through Jared's. Jared's heart leaps. He actually feels it stop for a second and then start again, and he'd be a bit worried about something like that, except it seems to be going okay now, a fast yet steady kawash in his ears. He can't help grinning widely, the grin which shows off his dimples without him even trying and makes his face light up. He should know. He practices in the mirror sometimes. He doesn't realize that he's drifted a little bit until Jensen drags him back to the here and now with a squeeze of his hand. "Come on," Jensen says. "I've got last week's America's Next Top Model on TiVo." Jared's in love. He follows Jensen into the lounge like a happy puppy. Half an hour later, Jared's curled up on the couch next to Jensen, his head pillowed on Jensen's shoulder as he watches Tyra be a complete whack job. It's one of the most entertaining shows on television, in Jared's opinion, and it's really tragic that more people don't watch it. He's so glad that Jensen's a fan. No one in the office watches it, not even Sandy, and there's no one he can talk about it with on Monday mornings. It's such a crying shame. The show ends, and Jared suddenly realizes that he's being watched closely. It's kind of neat and makes him feel quite special, actually. He doesn't look back. Instead, he just enjoys the weight of Jensen's gaze on him for a while. He can't help smiling a little to himself, though, and he shifts closer, leaning his head on Jensen's shoulder. "Hey," Jensen murmurs softly, lifting a hand and sliding it through Jared's hair, curling the ends around his fingers. Jared looks up at him and smiles. He's so close to Jensen he can feel his breath on his forehead. "Come here," Jared says, and tugs Jensen down with a hand on the back of his head. Jensen comes willingly, easily, and they make out for a while, slow and warm. Jared couldn't be happier, and he doesn't even notice what's on the television now. Jensen's hand is on his chest, large and warm and gently kneading. "I wanna," Jared says breathlessly, sitting up and pushing Jensen back against the couch. His heart is in his mouth, and he can hear himself breathing loudly, harshly. Jensen doesn't stop him. He watches with wide eyes and an open mouth. Jared takes his courage by the balls and moves, straddling Jensen's lap. "You sure?" Jensen asks, and leans in to nuzzle Jared's neck. "Been thinking about it for too long not to," Jared says, and moans softly as Jensen licks and bites him gently. The television's just a blur of sound in the background as he and Jensen kiss. He's so turned on he feels like he's going to explode, and judging by the hot hardness underneath him, Jensen is too. He runs his hands down Jensen's chest, feeling his nipples harden under his shirt, and he doesn't even need to ask before Jensen's unbuttoning it, his fingers shaking a little. Shit! Jared thought Jensen was hot enough with his clothes on, but with them off? It shouldn't be legal for accountants to have such awesome muscles, such well-sculpted pecs and abs. Jared's pretty impressed that he can even think about things like this when most of his mind is gibbering in the corner, and the sensation of Jensen's hand dipping into the waistband of his jeans is enough to send the rest of his mind into that same corner. He's crazily on edge and feels like he's been hard for hours, and the moment Jensen touches his cock, his eyes roll back in his head and he groans embarrassingly loudly. It's been months since he got with another guy, and even though his hand has been very useful at times, nothing's ever quite having another guy's hand on his dick. He thrusts his hips, feeling no sense of shame whatsoever as he fucks Jensen's fist. As it is, it's hardly any time before he grunts and comes all over Jensen's hand. He almost feels a little mortified at how quickly he lost it, but Jensen doesn't seem to care at all. In fact, he's pulling Jared close and kissing him, wrapping his hand around Jared's and pressing it against his crotch. Turns out Jensen's in pretty much the same situation as Jared. He barely even touches Jensen's cock, only has enough time to find out how it feels in his hand and admire its smooth, warm hardness, before Jensen curses softly and spurts into his hand. It's totally awesome, and Jared feels a faint rush from the feeling of power that sweeps through him. "Damn," Jared says, laughing softly and burying his head in Jensen's shoulder. Jensen's laughing too, breathless and happy, and Jared can't stop grinning. "Come on," Lauren coerces. "Spill it." Katie, Sandy, Danielle, and Samantha are all there too, leaning in eagerly to hear what Jared has to say. "Sorry," he says with a slight smile. "I'm not spilling anything." "Aw," Katie whines. "Why not? You said you'd tell us everything." "Look, I can't," Jared explains. "Jensen asked me not to tell everyone, okay?" "Ah," Samantha says knowingly. "I understand. You guys had sex all weekend and now he doesn't want people at work to know what a wildcat he is in the sack?" "No," Jared exclaims. "We just..." He manages to stop himself in time and the girls sigh with disappointment. "I'm sorry, but he's really wonderful and I don't want to tell everyone all the details, okay? It's personal." "You're too nice for your own good," Danielle accuses, and Jared nods. "It's true. He really is." Jared sits at his desk and spends the afternoon trying desperately to concentrate on his work. It's difficult, though. He keeps having flashbacks to the weekend he just spent with Jensen. He seriously had not been expecting to spend so much time with the guy on the first date, but that Friday evening at Jensen's apartment had somehow turned into an entire weekend. They hadn't had sex. Jared likes to know a guy fairly well before he rolls over and spreads his legs, but they had spent most of Saturday in bed, only getting up to get more food and use the bathroom. Jared doesn't believe in love at first sight, but he definitely believes in falling in love with someone the first time you wake up next to them and see them asleep, long eyelashes brushing their lightly freckled cheeks, their smoothly muscled arms wrapped around your waist, and their head resting on your chest. He's completely and totally in love with the man, and it's a real effort for him to act normally at work and not start jumping up and down on couches like Tom Cruise. Jensen walks past Jared on the way back to Eric's office and winks. Jared grins so widely his cheeks ache. They'd spent Saturday evening watching episodes of Project Runway between makeout sessions, and then on Sunday, Jared had trailed around while Jensen ran his regular errands. It's weirdly intimate to go grocery shopping with someone, to find out what kind of dish soap they use and whether they prefer broccoli or cauliflower. Also, Jensen goes running every Sunday afternoon, and after stopping by Jared's place for him to get changed, they'd gone for a run along the river walk. He'd been quite sad to go back to his own apartment on Sunday evening. It's a little scary how quickly he got used to having someone else around, someone else in bed with him. The phone rings, jerking Jared out of his reverie, and he tries not to let the sight of Jensen walking back to his office distract him from the call. Good lord, the man has a wonderful ass. And Jared knows this for sure, because he's seen it in all its tight, well-sculpted, freckled glory. He shifts in his seat and crosses his legs, focusing back on his work. The next few weeks are spent in a haze of Jensen, Jensen, and more Jensen. They don't spend much time together at work because of the whole don't date your colleagues, especially when said colleague is in a superior position to you thing, which is actually kind of a shame because Jensen's desk is really big and wide and solid, and pretty much exactly the right height for Jared to bend over, and Jensen's always vetoing the idea of Jared hiding under his desk to suck him off. It's really unfair, even though Jared can understand the reasoning. It's been so long since Jared was in a relationship, and he'd forgotten how amazing the honeymoon period is. He spends nearly every evening with Jensen, usually at Jensen's place, because Chad is still weird and has threatened to be weird to Jensen if he ever meets him. He learns that Jensen hates mushrooms unless they're on pizza, that he still uses bubblegum-flavoured toothpaste because the other flavours make him gag, and that he has contacts which he never wears because they make his eyes itch. He also learns that it's been 6 years since Jensen was with anyone, and that the last guy Jensen went out with broke his heart in a seriously uncool way. It takes a lot for Jensen to open up to Jared about it, but when he does, there's a lot of alcohol involved and long-winded rants about how much the guy had fucked him up. Jared just holds him and hopes he never does anything to hurt Jensen. He learns that Jensen at work is completely different from Jensen at home. He's completely professional at work, well-presented and smart, and a serious worker. But the moment he's gone, he flings his tie across the room, kicks his shoes off, and puts his feet up on the table to watch TiVo'd episodes of Gordon Ramsay with a bottle of beer in one hand. Jensen at home burps and farts and spills barbecue sauce on his couch and makes crass jokes, and Jared totally adores it. They've been together for almost 3 weeks when Jared accidentally stumbles upon Jensen's box of sex toys. Jensen's in the bathroom, and Jared's pulling his socks on when his cell phone falls off the bed, naturally rolling as far underneath as it can possibly manage. Jared sighs and gets down on his hands and knees to look for it, and can't help investigating the large box he finds under the bed. It's heavy and bulky, and when Jared pulls it out and lifts the corner to see what's inside, he's expecting to find books, or maybe old clothes or something. He totally isn't expecting the largest collection of dildos, butt plugs, vibrators, collars, and cock rings he's ever seen. Holy shit, he murmurs, pulling out something he doesn't even recognize and turning it over in his hands. It's almost like a butt plug, but all fancy and with curled handles, and doesn't look like any butt plug Jared's ever seen. It's a prostate massager, a wry voice says from behind him, and Jared yelps, turning around to see Jensen leaning against the bathroom door and watching him with amusement on his face. Oh god, Jared's going to die of embarrassment. His face is so hot he could probably fry an egg on it right now. Shit, I'm so sorry, Jared gabbles, shoving the prostate stimulator back in the box and closing the lid. I dropped my phone and... Don't panic, Jensen says, his voice still full of amusement, and Jared thinks he also detects lust. He comes over and pulls Jared up off the floor, his hands fisted in Jared's shirt, and pushes him down on the bed. But the movie can wait, Jensen mumbles, his mouth busy on Jared's neck. God, you have no idea how much I want to fuck you right now. Kinda do, actually, Jared gasps, spreading his legs and letting Jensen slide between them. He can feel Jensen's dick pressed hard against his own, and it makes him feel a little dizzy with want. He's a little nervous, to tell the truth. They haven't done more than just mutual blowjobs or handjobs yet. And even though he's dying to actually have full-on put-your-dick-in-me sex with Jensen, it's been quite a while since anything went up there, and Jensen's not exactly small. Hey, you with me? Jensen says, his voice a little breathless. He pushes himself up on his elbows and looks down at Jared, his still damp hair shining a little in the dim light, and his stupidly long eyelashes framing his clear eyes like petals surrounding a sunflower. Jared wonders where his thoughts come from sometimes. Still here, he says, and lifts his hips, wrapping his legs around Jensen's. He wants this. God, he wants this so much. The past 3 weeks have just been practice, and even though Jared really wants to see the new Katherine Heigl movie, he figures that this is way better, and Katherine can definitely wait. Jensen's heavy on him, a solid weight pressing him down into the bed, and Jared just opens himself up and goes with it, letting Jensen slowly strip him and kiss him until he's writhing and panting underneath him. I want to, I have to, Jensen gasps, and Jared just spreads his legs further and groans when he feels Jensen's finger breach him. It's perfect, and the only thing that could make it more perfect would be if Jensen were naked too. Unfortunately, when someone has their fingers up Jared's ass and they're stroking his prostate with single-minded determination, Jared always finds it hard to concentrate. It's a bit of a problem, and not one that he encounters a lot, but right now, he feels like he could come before Jensen even gets his own shirt off. God, fuck, now! Jared groans, his cock so hard he feels like he's going to explode any minute. He grabs handfuls of the blanket, his head tossed back and his neck exposed to Jensen's tongue and teeth, and he hears a stifled moan from Jensen. You sure? Jensen asks, and Jared looks up at him. He looks at the condom in Jensen's other hand, the lube sitting next to his knee, and nods. He's never been so sure about anything, and he's absolutely certain that he wants Jensen's cock in him now, and many more times in the future as well. "Please," Jared said softly, giving Jensen his best kitten face, leaving his voice drop into a lower register so it's almost a growl, or maybe a purr. It works pretty well, and Jensen lets go of Jared just long enough to shove his jeans down around his thighs and get his cock out of his boxes. Jared eyes it with both trepidation and anticipation, and can't take his eyes off of it while Jensen slides a condom on and slicks himself up. "Ready?" Jensen asks, and Jared nods, his hands sliding up Jensen's shirt and flicking over his nipples. Jensen groans, pushes Jared's legs as far apart as they'll go, and nestles between them, his cock poised at Jared's entrance. Jared can feel everything on his oversensitive skin, Jensen's shirt, the fabric soft against his chest and stomach, and the rough contrast of his jeans rubbing his thighs as Jensen slowly pushes in. Jared tries to breathe deeply, tries to focus, but there are fireworks going off behind his eyes, and all he can do is pant and buck his hips and try to hold on. "So good," Jensen whispers once he's all the way in. "So fucking good." Jared agrees. It's like his ass is made to have Jensen's cock in it, because even though Jensen's seriously packing it in his pants, it's like it's the perfect size for him, and Jared's going mad with the sensation. "Come on," Jared urges, feeling like Jensen's holding back a bit. Jared is not a pretty princess who will break under some rough sex, and he slaps Jensen's bare ass to make him move it along. It's like Jensen was stung by a bee. He gasps and thrusts, hard, filling Jared up so completely he can barely move, his dick leaking all over Jensen's shirt between them, his ass clenching tight around Jensen's cock. "You want it?" Jensen growled into Jared's neck, biting and licking, and Jared nods, his lip caught between his teeth to keep from howling. He has to bite down even harder a second later, because, damn, Jensen just goes for it, fucking him so hard he's almost being pushed off the bed, so hard Jared's going to have bruises on his inner thighs from Jensen slamming into him. It's incredible, and all Jared can do is clutch Jensen and hold on for the ride. Another thing Jared's found out about Jensen is he always says the most ridiculous things when he's horny. Whenever Jared's got Jensen's cock in his hand, or mouth, Jensen's always spouting off shit about how beautiful Jared is, how amazing and wonderful and gorgeous he is, how much Jensen loves doing all this. Apparently, though, this isn't actually the case when Jensen's fucking someone. The filth that's streaming out of his mouth is astonishing, and every single dirty word goes straight through Jared's being, the harsh and guttural syllables making him harder and wanting more. "Gunna," Jared gasps, and doesn't manage to finish the sentence because Jensen shuts him up with a kiss, deep and dirty, and the constant stimulation on his cock, his prostate, his fucking brain, it's all too much. He can't breathe. It's almost like Jensen's breathing for him, forcing life-giving air into him through his kisses. When he comes, it's so hard and lasts for so long that Jared feels like his fucking brains are coming out of him, and he's left panting and groaning, hot wetness coating his stomach and chest, and his limbs lacking any ability to move. Jensen shifts onto his elbows, staring down at Jared with wide, damp eyes, and it's only a moment before he tosses his head back and fucks hard, his cock bruising Jared's insides, and Jared could swear he feels Jensen's dick grow even harder inside him, moments before Jensen tightens up all over, his entire body spasming and relaxing again and again, until he finally collapses on top of Jared. They're only 10 minutes late for the movie, and Jared spends the entire time squirming in his seat, enjoying the ache in his ass. Jensen keeps getting distracted by him, and halfway through the movie, he slips down onto the floor and parts Jared's legs. Jared's so glad the movie theater is almost empty, apart from them and two girls who are sitting way down at the front. Jensen's blowjobs never fail to be totally awesome, and having a blowjob while he's watching a movie with Katherine Heigl in it, that's pretty much Jared's version of heaven, right there. Man, Jensen is dirty. It's completely amazing, really, and you'd never know it to look at him. Everything's going swimmingly so far, and Jared's getting better at managing his distraction at work. He sometimes zones out and thinks about Jensen, naked Jensen, Jensen with his neatly pressed accountant clothes half torn off him, Jensen on his knees in front of Jared in a shower yesterday evening, Jensen stroking and petting Jared's hair and groaning while Jared sucks him, and most of all, Jensen cursing and growling as he fucks Jared's ass. Okay, so he hasn't managed to conquer it yet, but he's getting there. It all seems to be going too well, and Jared has a horrible feeling things are going to come crashing in on them very soon. Jared's surprised when he gets a call from Jensen during work hours. Jensen never calls him. If he wants to say something that's not work-related, he'll send Jared a text or something. So Jared's feeling a bit nervous when he picks up. "Hey, can you come see me for a minute?" "Sure," Jared replies. "Is everything okay?" "No," Jensen replies, and doesn't go into any details before hanging up. Jared's sandwiches from lunch are sitting heavily in his stomach when he gets to Jensen's office, and he knocks twice before going in. Jensen indicates that he should close the door, and Jared wonders whether he fucked something up horribly. He can't think of anything he's done at work lately to cause any huge blunders, but you never know, really. Maybe he accidentally charged someone too much for something? "What's up?" Jared asks nervously. "It's not work-related and you're not in trouble," Jensen reassures him, seeing through Jared's facade of confidence. "Oh," Jared says in relief. "I thought you were going to tell me off for something. I was getting worried." "It's worse," Jensen says bluntly. "I just had a meeting with Dawn Ostroff."
"The CEO?" Jared says in surprise.
"Ostroff's never here. She's always down in the head office in Houston."
"Yeah, the CEO," Jensen says quietly. "She's up here for our annual meeting, and she took great care to pull me aside this morning and tell me that she's heard I'm fraternizing with someone on the staff. Apparently this is not acceptable, and I can either end it or quit."
Jared feels like he's been punched in the stomach. He's always known that having inter-office relations is frowned on, but he'd never realized that it was actively discouraged in this way.
"Who told her?" he asks.
"I don't know," Jensen says, "but I have a few ideas."
Jared does too. His mind immediately jumps to Daniil, but that's based on vague suspicions and very little actual proof. He and Jensen have been pretty discreet, but then he thinks back to when he was trying to actually get Jensen, and remembers all the time he spent talking about Jensen to his colleagues.
"Yeah, I got some too," Jared groans and rubs a hand over his face.
"So what are you going to do?"
"Quit," Jensen says bluntly, and Jared's taken aback.
"What? But why?"
"Because they're making me choose between my job and you, and honestly, I can find another job easily, but I don't think I can find anyone else like you."
"Aw," Jared says, a grin on his face. "That's so sweet."
"Shut up," Jensen grumbles. "Anyway, it's not actually all that bad, because I've kind of been wanting to quit for a while. I've got enough experience and backing to set up my own accountancy firm."
"Seriously?" Jared's taken aback. "But you love it here."
"I do," Jensen admits. "But I've been here for quite a few years now, and unless Eric or Kim suddenly decide to retire, I'm never going to get any sort of promotion. And if I'm going to leave, I'd rather do it on my terms. Besides, Mike and Tom and Samantha will come with me. I was hoping you might as well."
"You mean quit here and go work for you?"
"That's exactly what I mean," Jensen replies, a serious look on his face. Jared frowns and bites his lip for a moment before remembering that he's trying to kick that habit.
"I'd need some time to think about it," he says. "But I gotta say, even though it'd be nice to be working in the same place as you and all, is it really such a good idea? Won't people look at me and think I'm only working there because I'm screwing the boss? And what happens if we break up? It'd be really uncomfortable."
"You'd still be on reception," Jensen assures him. "I wouldn't put you in charge of the office team or anything. No special benefits. And if we broke up, I thought about that too. If you decided to quit because of something like that, I'd do everything I could to find you a new place to work. I don't want our relationship getting in the way of work, or vice versa."
"You've really thought hard about this," Jared says quietly.
"Been thinking about it for a while," Jensen says, a half smile on his face. "I've even been looking into leasing office space."
"You can afford that?" Jared's surprised. But then he thinks about Jensen's expensive car and fancy apartment, and figures he must have a whole lot of money stored away somewhere.
"My parents left me a huge trust fund," Jensen says. "Dad was the head of his own company, and he always wanted the same for me, so he and Mum made sure I'd be able to do that one day."
"Awesome," Jared says with a grin.
"So you'll come with me?" Jensen asks hopefully.
"Let me think about it," Jared says. "But in the meantime, since you're quitting, can I blow you under your desk?"
Jensen sighs and rolled his eyes.
"Oh, if you must," he says jokingly, and starts undoing his pants while Jared locks the door.
Epilogue, 2 months later. Jared surveys his workplace and smiles. It's really awesome, even better than the one he had at Kripke and Manners. His desk is huge, big enough for him to be able to spread out the monthly accounts without having to shove everything to one side, and he has a fabulous state-of-the-art telephone with a headset that hooks over one ear instead of going over the top of his head and flattening his hair. The view is even more magnificent than his old one. The offices Jensen has leased are on the very top floor of one of the highest office blocks in San Antonio, and Jared's got to be careful that he doesn't get distracted by staring out the window. He's also got a fantastic view across the main office, right through the door into Jensen's private one, and whenever he gets bored, he flicks an email to Jensen just to make him look up from his work and smile. Jensen has been surprised at how many people decided to leave Kripke and Manners and come work for him. Samantha's here, as well as Lauren and Katie. Jared's still not sure who told Ostroff about him and Jensen, but he doesn't even care anymore. He loves it here, and everyone knows he's seeing Jensen, so there's no sneaking around and trying to be subtle.
"You doing anything for lunch?" Jensen says, appearing suddenly at Jared's desk and snapping him out of his thoughts.
"Not yet," Jared replies. He leans back in his chair and stretches, grinning when Jensen's eyes flick to his chest, the muscles outlined by his shirt. He's quite glad that he doesn't have to wear a uniform shirt anymore, even though the ones he used to wear made him look hot. He's relieved that he can wear his own clothes again. Jared looks incredible in a shirt and tie, and this is the first time he's really been able to make the most of it.
"Come on then, I'm going to go get a sandwich."
Jared grabs his jacket and wallet and follows Jensen into the elevator. They're able to keep their hands off each other a little more easily nowadays. They still have totally awesome and sometimes really kinky sex a whole lot, but at least Jared can step onto a small enclosed space with Jensen and manage not to jump him. He's still incredibly turned on just by watching Jensen move and speak. He's more able to handle it now, that's all. "You want to come back to my office and let me fuck you over my desk?" Jensen asks casually on the way back to the top floor, and Jared drops his sandwich. Scratch that thing about being able to handle it. Jared is all over this shit. They barely make it back to Jensen's office and get the door locked before their tugging clothes off and panting desperate kisses into each other's mouths. "I love my job," Jared groans not long afterwards, his face plastered to the monthly accounts and his hands clutching at papers. "Just the job?" Jensen mutters from behind him and fucks into him harder, wrapping a hand around Jared's cock and giving it a tug. Later, when they're sitting on the floor together, neither of them able to be bothered getting dressed again just yet, Jared leans his head on Jensen's shoulder and kisses his ear. "More than just the job," he says quietly. Jensen looks down at him, and his smile is like the sun coming up. Jared frowns to himself. He really needs to work on his similes.